change by now? I'm not doing very well with the time change, but I'm glad to see that you all are here this morning. What an awesome day to be in the house of the Lord. So just blessings that you're here. I'm Pastor David Branson. If you're first time with us today, I'm the pastor here at Lakeside, and I'd like to welcome you for worship today. Be sure to fill out your Connect cards and drop them in the offering plate as it comes around this morning. Your registration, your attendance with us, and messages to the office or myself. Just a couple quick announcements this morning. Some folks have expressed interest in joining our church, so I would like to make the offer, the invitation, that if you're interested in becoming a member of Lakeside, I would ask you to see me. And when we get a few people together that are interested, we'll have a new members class and bring you all in as members of Lakeside. So if you'd be interested in that, be sure and talk to me about that or call the church office and let Carolyn know, and then I can get in touch with you as well. So be sure and do that. We have a couple of our folks, Bill Taylor and Teresa Chestnut, who are leaving tomorrow for the Holy Land. And they have made the gracious offer to take our prayers over and put them in the wailing wall. It was a very powerful experience 2 years ago when we were there for that, but they've made that offer to do that as well. If you would like a prayer to go over and be placed in the wailing wall, see Teresa, raise your hand, Teresa, or Bill. And be sure to fold them up very tiny. Because they go in the cracks of the wall. It's a very powerful image there with all of those, and they never discard those prayers. They gather those prayers up periodically, and they preserve those and keep them. So your prayers will always be in a special place there at the wailing wall. So if you have an interest in sending a prayer over to the Holy Land, see Bill or Teresa, and they would be happy to do that for you this morning. There's a lot of announcements in your bulletin. I'm going to start paring back our announcements here on Sunday morning just for the interest of time, but I would encourage you to take that bulletin home, and everything that's going on in the life of your church will be in that bulletin. So a lot of activities coming up as well, and I just want you to be informed as to what's going on in your bulletin is going to be the best way for you all to do that in the future. I have sort of a sad announcement. A lot of you already know this, but Jane Hamilton, Jane, raise your hand or stand up if you would. Jane and Frank Hamilton, how long have you been in the church here, Jane? Many, many years. I know, it's a long time. Her husband Frank was instrumental in our rummage sales and very active here in the church. And we just truly miss Frank. He's passed away now a couple of years, I guess. And Jane's going to be moving to Mississippi to be near her son, so... Jane, we're going to miss you, and we love you, and I hope you come back and visit us, okay? Yeah. We're going to be back today. For the next week or two, we didn't know if this would be your last Sunday. You said it might be this Sunday or next Sunday, so we didn't want to miss an opportunity to give you our well wishes and to send you to Mississippi with our love and prayer. So we'll continue to pray for you, Jane, and your move, and hope all that goes smoothly as well. We will be having a cake after church, right, Nancy? So everyone stick around and have a piece of cake and say goodbye to Jane if this does happen to be her last Sunday with us. So Jane, we love you, and we wish you all God's blessings as you move to Mississippi to be near your son. So thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. A short video, The Walk for Life. I don't know if you've heard any advertisements or things in the bulletins or newsletters yet about that, but Nancy and I are going to be doing that Walk for Life on April 1st. So she's going to come and share for a minute with you, and we're going to watch a video. You want to play the video first? Okay, if you can see the video first.
This is Trevor. Trevor loves babies, both born and preborn. Trevor wants to protect life in the womb, but he doesn't have a lot of time or money to give. What Trevor does have is friends, lots of them. Trevor registers for the Walk for Life at wewalkforlife.com and starts raising sponsorships from his friends, family, and co-workers. On April 1st, 2017, Trevor will join with hundreds of others across Palm Beach County to walk and run for life. The money Trevor raises supports First Care Women's Clinics, where pregnant women and their unborn babies are valued, cared for, and protected. Visit WeWalkForLife.com to register or pick up a Walk for Life brochure today and join in the fun. Trevor found a way to make a difference for life. Will you? This is Trevor. Trevor loves babies, both born and preborn.
Thank you. We're all calling me Trevors. So, having said that, I am the team captain for Lakeside. It's very easy to register on the website. I have little information on there. Everything has to be done online, but it doesn't take long. And if you can't walk, there are ways to support. You can support those of us that are going to be walking. The mission of First Care is to rescue women and babies from abortion while they still share the love of Christ. So they don't get in their face, they just give them alternatives and help and where they can go. The vision is to establish life-affirming women's clinics throughout Palm Beach County that truly provide an alternative to abortion through medical care, counseling, and support. In 2016, 4,279 women received this medical care and counseling and support. 1,284 women heard the life-transforming message of Jesus Christ. 372 babies were spared from abortion last year. I'm going to leave you with this little, this is their signature scripture. For you created my innermost being. Unity together in my mother's womb. Would you just be praying about that and come and join us on April 1st? Thank you.
Let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Thank you.
waters welling up to eternal life. These are gifts from the one who pours love into our hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit. Come and drink deeply. Taste and see that our God is good. Let us pray. Living water, flow through our hearts this day. Meet us in our desert wanderings and quench our thirst, that we may have strength for the hard times ahead. Well up within us and bathe us in the waters of eternal life, that the Spirit within us may flow with faith and love. Through the power of your Spirit we pray. Amen.
And it's Psalm 63:3, and it says, because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. And Psalm 18:2 says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer.
Well, I lost to some of you. but we're all winners in the eyes of God, aren't we? So let me ask you this. Did you ever hear the story of Moses and the rock, where the water comes out of the rock? Now you had rocks. You never heard of that story where Moses strikes the rock and water comes out? Because the people of Israel were thirsty. They didn't have anything. They were about to die. And God told them to take his shepherd's hook and go up, his staff, and go up and hit the rock. And what do you think happened? Water came out. So in that eyes of the Israelites, they were winners, right? God covered that rock out in the middle of the desert, and God provided water for them. Can we trust God? Because when the water had, they had no water, what do you think these Israelites did? They said, Moses, why did you bring us out here? We're going to die. We're going to thirst to death. They were complaining, and God had already done these miraculous things for them. And they were still whining. Who here likes to whine? Grandma, do any of these kids like to whine? All of them? Well, good. I mean, good. All of you like to whine? No. Well, they say none of these kids whine. Well, we're not like the Israelites, aren't we? When things go wrong, we start whining, don't we? Too many out here whine when things aren't going right. Well, not only are you not whiners, but you're liars. So. They really want it, I think. You think the older we get, the less we whine? Well, we probably learned that it doesn't do much good, does it? Wives, how many of your husbands whine? Oh, I thought I'd get a bunch of hands on that. Well, I don't know if we ever quit whining, but these people that were thirsty, they were whining to Moses. They said, Moses, you brought us out here, we're all going to die. But Moses trusted God, didn't he? And Moses went out and he found water for the people. So my point is today that we've always got to trust God, even when we want to whine, because God will eventually. Does God always provide for us right away? Because he let them wander around for a while and get real thirsty, didn't he? So sometimes we have to wander around, and then God shows up and everything is good, right? So that's what I want you to remember today, okay? We can trust God, and God will answer our prayers. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for these beautiful children here today, these young people. Father, we're grateful that we can trust you. That when we're called to strike the rock, we can trust that water, eternal, everlasting, life-giving water, will flow out to us. Father, bless them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so you're going off to Sunday school? Yeah? Very good. Thank you, guys. Whining doesn't do much good. Nancy, I'm going to whine. It doesn't do much good. We're going to go before the Lord. And it's not whining. It's asking God's provision for us. Amen. So we received some prayer requests this morning, and we're going to read these folks' names off to you today. And like I said, keep that bulletin with you. There's a list in there that I wish you would lift up during the week. And we'll continue to pray for folks and be a church of prayer. I had an opportunity this week. I made it my goal to go out and visit in 1 week all of my homebound people. And I think I did pretty good. I think the only one I missed was Phyllis Harrington. And Joyce, I need to see you about exactly. Is she still at Boulevard Manor? Okay. But Phyllis is the only one I didn't get to see this week. But after visiting with these ladies, I've called them the Over 90 Club. We have a lot of folks over 90. Anyone here today that's over 90? Or Bunny, I mean Bunny. I'm thinking about Dorothy Leone. Because you're sitting right in Dorothy's seat, so when I saw you, Bunny, you're part of that club, but you're at home, so that's a blessing. So it's good to see you today, Gail. But I'm going to keep these ladies lifted up today. Dorothy Leone, I believe she was 94. Ruby Gilmore is 92, I believe. Or not, no, Ruby Gilmore is 97. Mary Ann Gill is 92, right? Is that correct? Marie Gervis, I think, just turned 90. And Phyllis Harrington, is she? She's not quite 90 yet, is she? Is she 90? So I've placed her in the right group then. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ladies that are well over 90 in some cases. Well, that's amazing. And we're blessed to still have their presence here with us. Thank you, Bunny, for being here today. And also saw Stan Hanna this week. Stan's been moved up to Morse Life, and I had a nice visit with him, and Mary's here today. Mary's going to be moving back down here to Murray Hills within a month, right, Mary? Yeah, so Mary will be moving back here. Audra Miller, we had a chance to meet with Audra and share Holy Communion. Like I said, she was presented with the United Methodist Women's Service Across Service Award last Sunday. So Audra, we're continuing to lift her up. She's in hospice care at home as well. Karen Snyder and David and Devin, don't see Karen here today, but she's continuing to struggle with side effects from chemotherapy. So continue to pray for Karen and her family. Tom Holman, we continue to lift Tom up. I see Chuck here today, so we're continuing to pray for Tom. William Curley, we're praying for him. New folks, a new lady coming to our church. Her husband, William, is under hospital care as well. So keep William in your prayers. Our prayer cards this morning, a family in turmoil. God knows who they are. Gregory Haugen and Sharon Chandler. Travel mercies for those, I guess we might have some folks getting out on the road today. Mary Ann Deal, we continue to pray for her, and Audrey Miller. We're praying for Kimberly this morning, who's been diagnosed with leukemia and is in recovery. For Stan Hanna. And travel mercies this week for Kat, Justin, and Whitney as they go up for Dance Marathon at the University of Florida this week. So that's a huge fundraiser that they have for Shands Hospital. So keep them in your prayers this week as well. I know there's those on your hearts this morning that have gone unsaid with our mouth, but God knows what's in our heart. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Would you bow your head with me, please? Gracious and loving God, what a great day you've given us today. Father, today we're going to talk about living waters. The living water that Jesus Christ provided us. The living water that comes from a rock. Father, today we lift up all those mentioned here by name. In whatever circumstance they find themselves in, with health, with any issue of life that just weighs us down and brings us to our knees. Father, today we pray that your peace and guidance would be about our lives. Father, today we are people hurting, filled with joy. Every emotion that we can imagine comes with us today to church. Father, today I pray for those of us that are far and far from God, that have either turned our backs on you, or maybe have never been introduced to you. Father, we pray for those unchurched in our own families, among our friends, and in our community. Father, today we pray that you are expanding our ministry, expanding our reach outside these walls. Father, I pray today for the person that you will send to us who will partner with us in ministry. Father, I pray that this new position that we're putting together here at Lakeside would have a tremendous impact on the kingdom of God right here in this place. So I pray for your guidance for the leadership team of this church and for me as we seek that person out. So Father, we are your willing servants. Now direct our path. Father, today, our world is a hurting place. Father, as some of us will travel, get on planes, and travel across great distances, I pray for Bill and Teresa today. They will be delivering to the wall our innermost prayers. Father, we know you hear our prayers right here in Lake Worth. But Father, how powerful it is for us to be able to take our prayers to the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. So Father, all those prayers that go across that wide ocean, let them be placed within the cracks of that wall. And may you speak into them. So Father, today, we pray for our nation. We pray for our leaders. We pray for our president and his appointed cabinet members. Father, we pray that they will see your face in all that they do. So Father, today, we trust you. Father, today, we are yours. Thank you, Jesus. Now let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Thank you.
receive our blessing. Father, receive this offering. Father, let us go out into the community and be your hands and feet. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Give us the courage to trust you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I was serious this morning asking the children if they liked the wine. Now, I know all of you weren't completely honest with my question back out to you. But folks, we can be whiners. We can always be dissatisfied with the blessings that we receive. Exodus 17 this morning is revealing God to us in a new way. In Exodus 15, God reveals Himself as a healer. Exodus 16, God reveals Himself as a provider. In Exodus 17, He reveals Himself as our cover, as our security. Have you found that in your walk with God, the longer you walk with God, the more you're being refined? We talk about the refiner's fire. How many of you have spent some time in the refiner's fire? Are all of your arms broken this morning? Man, this group is just not very jumping on board with this. Folks, the longer we walk with the Lord, the more we are refined. Now that sounds pretty good. But it also sounds pretty hard, doesn't it? I'm asking a lot of questions this morning. Who's led a perfect life? Never had any trouble. You've had all the money you can ever have needed. You've had a beautiful home. You've had a fleet of cars. You've had more steak and lobster and all of that than you could possibly consume. Who fits that bill here this morning? Bev Knapp would have to raise her hand. Oh, okay. I was coming to see you. Folks, life has been hard for everyone. Now, we all face things differently, don't we? But God's goal is to build us up. Now, I don't necessarily like God's way about that. I'm going to make you suffer so you'll be polished. I don't want to suffer. Who's against suffering? I always say I'm not afraid to die. If I can just run over right now dead, I'm okay with that. But don't make me trip and fall and hit the corner of this and make myself an invalid for 25 years. That's suffering. We all know people like that. They've been in a lifetime of suffering. Is there reward to be greater? The read from Romans 8:28 to you. You all know the scripture that I wanted to share. We know that God works all things together for good for the ones who love God, for those who are called according to His purpose. You know, I as a pastor have to sit with families and say, you know what? I don't know why your child died. I don't know why your husband died so young. I don't know why your wife has cancer. But you know why? God's going to work it together for good.
Amen.
How comforting is that? I'm being honest with you this morning. I tell people that regularly. Somehow there's some good to come from this. But I'll stand here right now and be honest with you. I don't know how. But I trust God. That's what Paul is telling us here. God works everything for good. Now those Israelites sitting out in the middle of the desert with nothing to drink thinking, boy, this is going to turn out wonderful. How many times did they confront Moses and nearly stone him and say, why did you bring us out of Egypt? Why did you bring us to this God-forsaken place? We don't even have a drink. A little bit like Adam, Moses goes to the Lord and says, Lord, what are you going to do if sent me. Adam says, God, it's your fault you sent this woman to me. Why do we do the things we do? Because the Israelites couldn't see across the Jordan River quite at that time, could they? They couldn't see the reward that was about to come. They complained about water at the beginning of their journey and at the end of their journey. How long was their journey? 40 years. Now that's a complaining people. Moses is a good man. I wouldn't be nearly that patient with you all. 40 years. The 40-year emphasis in the Bible seems to be a generation. He was hoping he'd outlive these people. These people were struggling with the same things we struggle with today. Food, water, clothes. They'd already failed this test once. Remember the story of Marah? The bitterness of the water? How did they fix the bitterness of that water? Remember the story? God told Moses to take your staff, go over there, and knock off a limb off of this tree and throw it in the spring. What happened? It made the water sweet. These people were complainers. Now, not just because I'm standing here today telling you how these people complain and God still honored them, I'm not giving you carte blanche to complain. That's not what this message is about. This message is about the struggles of life. What is God doing here? They wanted to know, is God with us? Now they had plenty of evidence God had been with them on this journey for 40 years, right? The whole manna thing. Water when they needed it. The staff in the Nile River. All those things. Those are pretty amazing things, weren't they? God allows conflict to come to His people. You like that about God? God allows conflict for His people. This is the School of Hard Knocks. Who has graduated from the School of Hard Knocks? You haven't graduated yet. You're still in school. Some of them have degrees and doctorates and all those big words. And we've graduated from higher learning institutions. But we're still in the School of Hard Knocks. That's what God is doing. That's how God reveals Himself to us. Who's seen God this morning driving to church? It was a beautiful day today. I think I don't know where I saw a little video last night. I don't know, Facebook. This little boy, it must have been an advertisement for Twinkies. I think it was. This little boy gets up. Anybody seen this? The little boy gets up in the morning, he goes in the cupboard, he gets out some Twinkies, he puts them in his backpack. His mother says, where are you going? He says, I've got something to do. Looked like he was maybe 7 or 8 years old. He goes and gets on a bus, he rides, he's got to do this, do that. He goes and he goes to this park, and he goes and sits down next to this elderly black lady. You can tell she's homeless. He takes a Twinkie out of his backpack and he gives her a Twinkie. And he has a bottle of some sort of juice. He takes that out and gives to her. And she just lights up. She's smiling. They share this precious moment together. The little boy sees what time it is. He puts his things away. He runs back and gets on the bus. He goes back home. And his mother says, where have you been? And he said, I've shared a Twinkie with God this morning. It shows the elderly black lady talking to one of her friends later. And she says, friend says, what have you done today? She says, I shared a Twinkie with God today. And he's a lot younger than I thought he would be. You see what that story tells us? We are God to people. I've been telling our Bible study class, how does God reveal himself to us today? My humble opinion is we see God in other people. You know, we've had all these expressions of God to us throughout the Bible, throughout history. We don't have many instances where we know Jesus by sight and he's standing in front of us. But we have people every day in our lives that are God. Do you believe that? And we also are God to people every day. We have that opportunity. That's what this message is telling us. It's how God reveals himself to us. The daily struggles, folks. The Israelites are whining about it now. But more than it is how we live, our daily struggles, our biggest issue is the heart issue. You believe we all have heart disease? We all have heart issues. Does God have your heart? Are you going to use it for a while today, and I'll give you an hour this afternoon, God? Do we live like we have God in our hearts? Do we get our water from the rock? First Corinthians 10:1-6. It's telling us that we are not to be unaware that our ancestors were under this cloud. Folks, we've come out from under the cloud in Jesus Christ. We drink from the rock. Jesus Christ is our rock. We sang about that this morning. Jesus Christ is our rock. That's all we need. Do you see Jesus struck for us? That's a little unnerving, isn't it? When we see Jesus represented in the rock that springs forth everlasting life. Do you see the connection with the people of Israel and Moses and water throughout that journey? And then when Jesus comes along, we speak of him as living water. The living water flows from his life into ours. Are you bathing and drinking and consuming this living water in your life today? If you're not, you've got to jump in. You've got to dive in. I don't like cold water. I go to the beach and it's only 80 degrees. I can only put a toe in. You know, we're ready to go home before I get up, you know, this deep. That water's cold. We've got to jump in, though. We've got to jump into the water. God is always doing new things. Do you believe that? How many of you pray for things to be like they were back in the day? That's not a good prayer. God gives us new things every day. When we do something in ministry, do we just keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over? Sometimes we do. I think sometimes that's the problem with church today. We expect people 40 years after something was beautiful and perfect to continue to accept it the same way. It doesn't happen. It doesn't work. Don't get stuck in a spiritual rut. We can never exhaust God's goodness. You think God can find new ways every day to bless us? He does, absolutely. Don't go back looking for what God did once. Look forward to what God is going to do today. Today is different than yesterday. Yesterday's blessing was for yesterday. Today's blessing is for today. It's not the same blessing as yesterday. Tomorrow's blessing is going to be different.
Amen.
God gets tired of the same old story. Remember the manna? Deal with the manna? God said, only pick up enough that you need for today. What did some of them do? Hey, let's pack this away. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Let's get a week's worth. God said, stop it. Just take enough for today. And what did they do? Oh, I'm sick of manna. I hate that. Give us some quail. So he gave them enough quail to make them sick of quail. Remember the story? So what we want and what we get, we eventually start whining about. So look for something new. Don't take the same old blessing you did yesterday. There's something new for you today. Lamentations 3. Let's go back. God's mercies are new every morning. Go to Him new every morning. What was for yesterday was for yesterday. Today is for today, and tomorrow will be for tomorrow. But you know what? Moses didn't get to see the blessing of the promised land, did he? He misrepresented God to the people. And God said, okay, I'm going to let you take it right up to the bank, and that's as far as you're going. We've got to be true to God. God knows our hearts. Let's not misrepresent God to others. We may not get all the way to the blessing like Moses. So we've got to be careful about that. First Peter 3:18 says, for Christ died for sins once and for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. That's our only hope, folks. God's provision was a one-time event on Calvary. How many of us think that Jesus needs to go to the cross again? All these sins have piled up. They couldn't be for all of these. One time was enough. Moses didn't know this, but he knew he misrepresented God's character. And for that, he didn't get the cross over into the promised land. God left him back. He was the blessing for yesterday for his people. He was a part of the blessing for tomorrow. God sent new people, new opportunities. So we've got to speak to the rock. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All others are sinking sand. You get the message today? Jesus Christ is our only hope. We as people of God can mess this up. But we as the people of God are the only ones that can get it right. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father God, we are grateful for Jesus Christ. But we are also grateful for Moses and the people of Israel who you led through the desert. Remember and hear these words. You led them through the desert. You didn't leave them in the desert. So Father, let our trust and faith in you carry us to the foot of the cross. Carry us to Jesus Christ and the living water that flows from Him and into us. So Father, thank you for this precious gift of your Son and for His dying on the cross for people even like us. We pray in the holy and precious name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please stand for our closing hymn today, A Shelter in the Time of Storm. Receive this benediction, Holy Father, in this holy place. We pray that as we reach out to your Son, Jesus Christ, we accept the freedom of this living water. Go forth from this place, be a blessing to others in all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
might as well go there.
Oh, yeah. Going to Jordan.
Not Petra.
Petra Hotel.
Yeah. Not there, though. No. Not this year.
Have a good time. Yeah. You have about 2 weeks.
Two and a half.
Good for you. I'm going to stay there a week or
long. Two and a half.
2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
That's a long time. What do you have?
Okay. Good. Okay. This is the first.